This audio is brought to you by Cotant Family Dentistry, where advanced dental technology meets compassionate, patient-centered care.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. As you can see, it's kind of a wide agenda. We kind of wanted to get everybody out. I'm sure everybody's anxious to go check election results and barbecues and other fun and enjoyable things tonight. Can I get an approval of the agendas presented?
I will so move.
Second.
I have a motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Can I get approval of the minutes for the August 6, 2024 regular meeting minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further comment? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? With no unfinished business before the council, you move on to new business. Can I get a motion to approve Councilman Madsen's August 6th meeting absence?
So moved.
Have a motion. Second that.
Have a motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No, I won't.
Oh, so we have two ayes.
Oh, dear.
We have one aye. Council, I ask for a mayor's appointment for Mark Wilson for the Mountain Plains Heritage Park Joint Powers Board for an unexpired term. And just for clarification, because there are two Mark Wilsons in town, this is Mark Wilson from the Johnson County Justice Office, Youth Mentoring Program, Juvenile Division of Probation, Alternative Program, Court-Ordered and Occupational Testing Person, and I do believe he's also a member of the Senior Center Special Service District.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
I have a motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Welcome aboard, Mr. Wilson. Mr. Call, Buffalo Trails Board, please step forward.
Thanks for letting me come in tonight. So what I'm here for is request funding through Two for the Trails to connect Evanepper to the Cemetery Road, affectionately known as Trail to Nowhere. There isn't a whole lot needed to connect that tied into that Safe Route to School, which then also gets you to sidewalks. It'd be a really great little spur in addition to our already current trail system. So I'm hoping to put in $8,000 to Two for the Trails. They're out of Connecticut. I've applied to them twice previously, been awarded once. It's a very competitive grant. But that's my request, is to see if you'll allow me to put in for $8,000 and try to get this trail project done.
Do you have permission to apply for some funds?
Yes.
Can I get a motion to allow Mr. Call to apply for funds?
Yeah, I will move to approve that. I'll second that.
Motion and second. Any further discussion?
Could you describe a little more about where this is going to happen?
Yeah, so the Evanepper Loop is down below the cemetery. Yeah. And there's kind of a beat-in footpath that goes from the actual Evanepper Trail system till up on the Cemetery Road. What we would like to do is to widen that out enough to give it an actual footprint and put the same kind of gravel that's on the Greenbelt Trail from there up to the wide spot in the road, basically, on Cemetery Road, which was actually part of the Safe Routes to School project funded through TAP funds several years back.
Got it. Thank you.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you for your time.
But you got some right. Reports, Mr. Kirby.
Mayor, Council, no reports.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Easy.
Mayor, Council, nothing to report to you tonight.
Quiet. Chief.
Good evening, Mayor. Good evening, Council. First, I'd like to touch on an incident that occurred this past Saturday at approximately 7:45 p.m. We did receive a call in reference to a domestic in the area of North Burr at Fort Street. The comments on the call, there was an argument going on, a domestic. The caller and their two-year-old barricaded themselves in the bathroom. When this person found out that she had called the police, he grabbed an AR-15 out of the safe and said he was going to take it outside and have a shootout with the police. While en route to the call, one deputy did hear several shots fired. We did receive a second call saying that he was outside of the residence shooting into the air. Our officers and deputies got to the scene, encountered a gentleman on the front porch with an AR-15. Some very good de-escalation techniques were used. Conversation was built. During the course of that, they kept him from going back inside that house. We were able to use a less lethal option to get that subject into custody. So no officers were hurt, no civilians were hurt, the gentleman that was arrested was not hurt. But this just goes to show, and I put it out there, that this incident could have gone a very different direction if it wasn't for the training, if it wasn't for the collaboration between the two departments, if it wasn't for our dispatchers bringing resources into the area, getting information. So it was just a phenomenal job done by our officers, our deputies, our dispatchers. We had EMS staged. But this was 7:45 Saturday night. As we all know, Saturday was a very, very busy day. And this was very close to downtown. So kudos to everybody involved. It came to a peaceful resolution, but this is what the police are dealing with, whether you're in a big city or, unfortunately, in a small town like ours. So that's it for the incident that occurred on Saturday. One other thing I'd just like to remind everybody, obviously today, first day of school, lots of kids on bikes, lots of kids walking. Be mindful, we did receive a call this afternoon of somebody passing a school bus with their lights on. So we have to remember, after a couple months of just driving around, not worrying about school buses, they're out and about, kids getting on and off. And so we have to make sure we pay attention to that. So other than that, that's all I have, Mayor. If you guys have any other questions.
Did you say that domestic thing was on Burt Street?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, proud of all of our city employees, but I want to thank you for what you've brought to us over the last couple of years and training and collaboration with other departments. It's been a huge asset to us, and I want to tip my hat. I'm proud to say that you're our police chief, and I'm proud to say
I appreciate that. Thank you.
That we have the officers that we do.
So. Yes, we are very lucky. We have a great department. Thank you, Mayor. Appreciate it.
Kevin Silbernagle.
I have a little no report other than to say that the Wells Project bid date has been extended again to August 29th at 2 p.m.
What's that? You had the road closed on D. Smith, who kind of a
That was somebody repairing their sewer line.
Oh, it wasn't you guys?
Yeah, it wasn't the city.
Okay, I was just curious.
And we did have to shut down the pool early, as probably most all of you know. Only, I think, 4 days. But currently in the process of draining that down so that we can hopefully get it repaired yet this fall. So we'll be good for next season. Main Street has kind of moved their focus to the north end of town. Rhodomelon and doing some storm water sewer replacement. Other than that, that's really all I have. Unless you got any questions.
Do you believe Brent is up on Sunset? Sunset Project. So no Sunset Project update for this evening. Are there any oral or written comments? Oral or written comments. Hearing none. Announcements. Department head meeting September 3rd at 7 a.m. City county meeting September 17th at 7 a.m. City council meetings are September 3rd and 17th at 5 p.m. And a huge reminder, we want to get you out of here tonight, so if you haven't voted yet, we can give you the opportunity to go vote.
Only 2 hours.
Any business from the council? Hearing none, can I get an approval of the bills as presented? A motion to approve the bills as presented.
I
I'd make a motion to approve all the bills that you've brought to us.
I'll second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No more business. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Have a good evening and don't forget to vote.
This audio was brought to you by Cotant Family Dentistry, where advanced dental technology meets compassionate, patient-centered care.
Before we open it up for public comment, just a couple of reminders. 6 p.m. tonight, Planning and Zoning has a meeting. At 8 a.m. tomorrow in the chambers, the Fire Relief Fund Committee will have a organizing meeting with all of their volunteers. And then for all the landowners impacted, 5 p.m. on Thursday at the library, Weeding Pests is leading the first of many discussions on the recovery effort for noxious and invasive grasses.